855. Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The state of Kansas will be holding its annual law enforcement memorial ceremony in honor of National Peace Officers Memorial Day and National Police Week on Thursday and Friday. The annual Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial Candlelight Vigil taking place Thursday at 8 p.m. in the first floor rotunda area of the Kansas State House. And the Garden City Police Department is teaming up with law enforcement agencies across Kansas for the Click It or Ticket campaign. J.P. Bizette has more.
From May 22nd to June 4th, the focus is on educating the public about safety and enforcing traffic laws to prevent accidents. Wearing seat belts is crucial for survival in a crash, regardless of the vehicle you're in. During this campaign, both the Kansas Safety Belt Use Act and the Kansas Child Passenger Act will be strictly enforced. Remember, Click It or Ticket is all about saving lives, not just handing out citations.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Let's be honest. We all know the reasons why it's important to quit smoking or vaping, but sometimes it's hard to take the first step. That's where we come in. The Kansas Tobacco Quitline provides free one-on-one coaching for Kansans who are ready to quit smoking or vaping. Our trained coaches will create an individualized plan to help you quit tobacco and fight cravings. Visit ksquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and...
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A man who has been convicted of robbing a Hays Dollar General had his sentencing continued on Tuesday in Ellis County District Court while he awaits extradition to Kentucky on one more robbery charge. Batalova Sanuk, armed with a handgun, threatened a 27th Street Dollar General employee and forced the employee to give him cash on July 21st of 2022. Sanuk of Columbus, Ohio, Brian Anthony Parsley, also of Ohio, and a third person fled the scene and they were eventually spotted by a highway patrol trooper in Oakley. They then fled an attempted traffic stop on Interstate 70 at a high rate of speed before a trooper performed a tactical vehicle intervention and both the vehicles rolled. All three of the suspects were arrested. Sanuk faces two counts of first-degree robbery in Kentucky, and Ellis County Attorney Robert Anderson said he has spoken to the prosecutor in Kentucky, and the prosecutor there estimates that Sanuk could face 10 years in prison if convicted in Kentucky. Sanuk agreed to a plea deal in which he pled guilty to one count of aggravated robbery in Kansas and waived his extradition to Kentucky. The sentencing in Kansas was continued, and Anderson has recommended that Sanuk be allowed to serve his sentences in Kentucky concurrently with the sentence in Ellis County. Parsley is set to be sentenced at 10:30 a.m. on Friday in Ellis County District Court. Approximately 106 people from 22 U.S. states plus Mexico, Canada, and Colombia traveled in 27 cars on six routes between Manhattan and Colby, Kansas on Tuesday, stopping at wheat fields every 15 to 20 miles along the routes as part of the Wheat Quality Council's 65th Annual Hard Winter Wheat Evaluation Tour. And this tour gives Kansas farmers the chance to interact with and influence their customers around the globe on the tour, as well as hashtag WheatTour23. Tuesday's cars of Wheat Tour Scouts made 318 stops at wheat fields across North Central, Central, and Northwest Kansas, and into southern counties in Nebraska. The calculated yield is based on what scouts saw at this point in time, although a lot can happen between now and harvest. The calculated yield from all cars was 29.8 bushels per acre, which was nearly 10 bushels lower than the yield of 39.5 bushels per acre from the same routes in 2022. Farmers can calculate their own field estimates using the same formula with instructions at kswheat.com. For the week ending May 15th, Kansas winter wheat condition rated 34% very poor, 34% poor, 22% fair, 9% good, and 1% excellent. Winter wheat jointed was 87%, behind 92% last year and near 91% for the five-year average. And headed was 54%, near 56% last year, but ahead of 49% average. Drought and variability were the main topics for the first day's wrap-up of the wheat tour. Stand establishment was spotty last fall, and the crop is thin and short. There were several abandoned fields between Manhattan and Colby, and fields began to turn more brown as the groups went further west, with Manhattan and Salina having a large fraction of freeze-damaged fields on Tuesday's trip west. Growers across the state can make variety selections and crop rotations and fallow systems that can affect yield potential. However, the largest impact is Mother Nature and drought. Standard deviations can be used to make the yield model closer to estimates. The Wheat Tour 23 continues today with six routes between Colby and Wichita. Kansans at least 55 years old who are looking for employment are reminded that they qualify to participate in the Older Kansans Employment Program provided through the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging, and this program is funded by the Kansas Legislature through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Older adults who have been out of the workforce for a while and need assistance updating a resume, managing online applications, and improving their interview skills are perfect for the Older Kansans Employment Program, as it's designed to provide skill assessments, resume preparation, counseling, basic computer and online application training, referrals, and job development and mentoring services. Job seekers will attend an initial appointment with an employment specialist in a one-on-one setting where an assessment of needs and skills will be completed. And after that, the job seeking process begins, from an updated resume to a successful interview and finally the achievement of landing a job. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can contact the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-7422. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Anby Home of Norton, a 68-skilled-bed long-term care facility, is announcing an expansion of services with the purchase of a recently closed assisted living facility also located in Norton. The assisted living facility, formerly known as Whispering Pines, is soon to be under new ownership and management under the new name of Anby Home Acres. When Whispering Pines closed its doors last October, this left a large gap in the county's senior care services. And with a population of 5,500, Norton County is an economic hub in Northwest Kansas. And the 36-bed assisted living facility was the only of its kind in a large service area. Recognizing the need, the Anby Home staff and board considered options for how to purchase this facility. With support and financial assistance from local CPA John Mapes, the Anby Home has begun the process of purchasing the Whispering Pines property. Anby Home's goal will be to reestablish assisted living with the name Anby Home Acres. Board President Matthew Woodyard noted that they're in the beginning stages of the process, which could take several months to complete. However, they are confident of their management team's ability to staff and operate Anby Home Acres. He added that the Anby Home board is incredibly thankful for the financial support and community-minded spirit of John Mapes. Megan Mapes, the Anby Home administrator, said a shared business office and other shared services, as well as a cooperative effort with their talented Anby Home staff, makes her confident that they can successfully operate Anby Home Acres, as providing a full range of senior care, from independent living to assisted living to long-term care, is important to the Anby Home and to Norton. Repairs, minor renovations, and purchases will be completed in the coming months, with the goal of opening sometime in 2023. For more information, you can contact the Anby Home office at 785-877-2601 and select the administrator option. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on May 9th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Curtis Everly, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Chamber Director, Donna Lowery. The April meeting minutes were approved by the board, and via a Zoom call, political consultants John Pinger and Doug Smith provided a recap of the current legislative veto session. The director, Mr. Goslin, advised that highway access for the East Side development was approved at the last city council meeting. It was announced that the Norton County Economic Development had been awarded $1,080,000 for the base grant to assist in funding for the East Side development project. There was a proposal for a subcommittee, a bank account was finalized, and the lot cost was determined to be based on revocable deed. There was also discussion about the purchase of Whispering Pines by the Anby Home, and lastly, the board discussed a few other projects the office is currently undertaking. With no more business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:40 p.m. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a guardrail maintenance and replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County. The work is being done at various locations on approximately 7 miles of U.S. 36, starting near E-300 Road and ending at the Smith County line. Most of the project activity will take place on the highway shoulder with minimal traffic impacts expected. However, occasional lane closures may be necessary at times, and the traffic will be directed through those work zones by flaggers. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in November, conditions permitting. Mass of Christian burial for Bernice Becker, 94 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, May 18th, at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 3 to 7 p.m. today, Wednesday, May 17th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, with family receiving friends from 5 to 7 p.m., and a rosary and vigil service will be held at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Bernice and Henry Becker Scholarship Fund or to the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The Fuels Parity Act introduced Monday in the House of Representatives would remove what supporters call an outdated provision from the renewable fuel standard, preventing corn ethanol from being categorized as an advanced biofuel. The bill introduced by Iowa Republican Marionette Miller Meeks would also require the EPA to use the more modern and accurate Argonne GREET model to assess the carbon reductions from biofuels under the RFS. The legislation recognizes the progress made in cutting the carbon intensity of ethanol since the RFS was enacted, according to National Corn Growers Association President Tom Haig.
We applaud Representative Miller Meeks and the original co-sponsors for introducing legislation that recognizes the declining carbon intensity of today's low-carbon ethanol and helps level the playing field. Farmers are proud to contribute to lowering ethanol carbon footprint through our production practices. And this bill will ensure EPA uses the most recent science and data to accurately measure the greenhouse gas reduction benefits of biofuels.
Published analysis from the Department of Energy's Oregon National Laboratory concludes corn ethanol's carbon intensity decreased 23% from 2005 to 2019 because of increased corn yield, reduced fertilizer intensity, and improved ethanol production efficiency. Corn ethanol now has between 44 and 52% lower carbon intensity than the gasoline it replaces. The Biden administration announced Tuesday the availability of nearly $11 billion in grants and loan opportunities to help rural energy and utility providers. The funding will help bring affordable, reliable, clean energy to communities across the country. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says through their effort, the administration is supporting thousands of new jobs and helping lower energy costs in the future. The funding will be available through two programs under the Inflation Reduction Act. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure is setting up in the Central Plains with mostly fair weather across Kansas for the rest of today. We do have a few changes coming up as a cold front gets set to drop in from the Northern Plains with the possibility of some precipitation statewide on Thursday. For now, a low in eastern Colorado combined with some moist air may bring some severe weather to our western high plains this afternoon. Thunderstorms with large hail and damaging wind are possible later today and tonight for about the western third of our state. On the map heading into the afternoon, high pressure is over the central plains with moist air flowing into the central Rockies. A low pressure trough is near western Kansas, helping to warm things into the upper 70s and low 80s for our entire region this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, but some thunderstorms may fire up during the late afternoon and evening as the temperatures warm up. There's enough energy to get a few severe storms going, but they should stay in the western counties. Big hail and damaging wind will be possible into this evening. Elsewhere, rain chances will stay lower in the central and eastern counties for now. A few lingering thunderstorms expected tonight, and then a cold front will sweep in early Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms possible in the western and central counties through about midday. Then we get an influx of moist air from the southern plains tomorrow afternoon with at least a chance of some thunderstorms and showers statewide, along with a few more severe storms in the western counties. This afternoon for northwestern Kansas, we're expecting upper 70s and low 80s with low 50s overnight, low 80s north central, and tonight mid 50s. Near 80 in the northeast counties and low to mid 50s for the overnight hours. Upper 70s and low 80s southwest and low to mid 50s overnight. Upper 70s and low 80s south central, mid to upper 50s for the overnight lows. And in the southeast counties, upper 70s today, mid 50s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.